Justin, we've made it to Thursday. More snow in the forecast. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. Well, yesterday I mentioned the Chihuahua mayor has opted not to talk with us any further about that situation of building in Chihuahua, 16-bed facility right across from the middle school, high school, only a couple blocks away from the grade school. Some places take an aggressive approach. There is a cancellation of a planned Tenino area group home for sex predators. That's going to offer relief for that area. Lawmakers in Olympia, they say they're not finished with that issue. Here's Tracy Ellis.
The operator of that proposed home for sex predators from a secure facility on McNeil Island stopped the project after Thurston County commissioners questioned permitting. Senator Drew McEwen credits the residents of the area.
It's not politicians that stopped this. It was the community. We helped carry their voice, but my hat's off to them. They were loud and vociferous and brought up the many issues.
The Shelton Republican says he'll continue to press for bills to address the issue.
It's now our job as elected officials to fix this for the long term and ensure that there is a process that's in place that sheds light on what is being proposed, and it's done in an appropriate manner with enough time for community involvement so our communities don't face this surprise.
McEwen says priorities include improving community notification procedures and declaring a moratorium on sending sex predators to low security group homes in communities across the state. I'm Tracy Ellis.
All right, we're going to keep you up to date with what is going on with the project in Chihuahua, but just thought you should know that the mayor in Chihuahua, he is opting to, doesn't want to talk about it.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Governor Jay Inslee appointing 3 members to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission. That commission, a 9-person citizen panel appointed by the governor setting policy for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. 3 members are from Western Washington, 3 from Eastern Washington, and 3 are at-large members who could reside anywhere in the state. No 2 commission members can reside in the same county. Steve Parker, appointed to an Eastern Washington position. He is a retired fishery biologist. He spent much of his 45-year career with the Yakima Nation, lives down in Yakima County. Woody Myers Jr., appointed to an at-large Washington position. He lives in Spokane County and has retired from the Department of Fish and Wildlife as an ungulate research biologist. He worked there for about 40 years. In addition, Barbara Baker was reappointed to the commission, a Western Washington position. Baker was first appointed to an at-large position to the commission in January of 2017. She is an attorney and lives in Thurston County. If you like a good Western, and maybe you like to hear a twist on the traditional old-fashioned themes, well, this might be of interest to you. There is a writer. She is releasing her work this month, and it takes place here in Washington State. complete with a musical element to draw you in to the overall feel. Here's some of the details on the book. It's going to be released later this month. It's called The Farewell Tour. It's by Stephanie Clifford.
I'm Stephanie Clifford. I'm the author of The Farewell Tour, a book set in Washington State and out March 7th. So it's set in historical Washington. I grew up in Washington and Seattle. And as I read Westerns, I began to notice that none of them were set in the Northwest. They were all about like Arizona or California, or these desert environments that I really didn't connect with. And I was like, you know, I've got to write a Northwest Western, not in the sense of saloons and shootouts, but in the sense of a person grappling with the land and the idea and the history of the West. And then as I've read more and more, I also noticed that when women were at the center of these Western books, they were usually kept inside the house. Like they were, even with authors who were sympathetic to women or who were women themselves, like Willa Cather or Wallace Stegner, we tended to see the women only cooking and cleaning and sewing. And I thought of like all the Northwest women I knew, and good luck trying to keep them inside the house. I wanted to write a book with a really fierce, strong Northwest woman at the center who gets to leave the house and experience the world and sort of make her way in historic Washington State. So I love doing research. And the book opened in the 1920s in Walla Walla on a farm that's just about to hit the Depression. And for that, I got to spend a lot of time in Walla Walla, just walking around to get a feel for the streets, of course, but also at the libraries there. And there are just amazing resources there. There was like a farmer's journal from the early 1900s detailing what he planted each day, what he reaped each day, what the various problems with the farm were. And that really helped me get into the mindset of what this family would have been seeing on the Depression era farm. The main character, Lillian, ends up leaving Walla Walla. She moves to Tacoma, and it's at this wonderful moment in Tacoma history when Tacoma was briefly a center of the country music world, which I really didn't know anything about. But there was a moment when Buck Owens, who sang with the Buckaroos, had 21 number one hits, was up there. Loretta Lynn was out there with her husband. He was in timber. And so it had this just thriving honky-tonk and country scene in the 50s. And so it was so much fun to research that and imagine this time when Tacoma and Washington was just churning out fabulous country music. So one thing that Lillian, the main character in The Farewell Tour, experiences, she's getting into the country music scene in the 40s and 50s. She ultimately moves to Nashville in the 60s. And one thing she struggles with is getting taken seriously as a woman artist then. She gets a lot of doors shut in her face, gets a lot of feedback like, oh, we've already got one girl singer on the label, we can't bring on another one. And it surprised me that women artists, especially in country, I think, are still having some trouble getting radio play, getting attention. And so that's a big part of Lil's struggle too. And then the fun part is she gets to go to Nashville at this kind of golden era for Nashville, where she's singing alongside Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette. So that's another fun part of The Farewell Tour.
We're going to learn a little bit more tomorrow about the musical element of The Farewell Tour and a little bit of how you can read or listen to the book. You might remember when we were talking about the Freedom Convoy, the truckers that headed to Washington, D.C. Might remember that correspondent Michael Letts, the CEO of Invest USA. We talked with Michael again recently, got an update on an upcoming convoy tour around the United States. It's to help support first responders. Here's Michael Letts.
The convoy is in the process of going on. We have mapped our route across the country. It's called the Bulletproof Run, based off of the old cannonball run, except this time we're not seeing how fast we can get across the country. We're seeing how much of an impact we can allow communities to show their support of our first responders and help bring unity back to this country. And we'll be starting in March. And we will be going from the West Coast, from the LA area to the East Coast. Basically, we'll be going up California, Washington. We're going to try to hit almost all 50 states. And in each area, we're going to be going to various municipalities. Now, we're still working on all the municipalities that we're going to be stopping in. But we'll be working and we'll be doing an event in each town. And that event will obviously, first of all, will be a donation of body armor to the agencies in need. And then second of all, we'll be asking for the community itself to come down and support our events. And what we mean by support is moms bring down a basket of, chocolate chip cookies or, whatever. We're going to make a picnic. We're going to make it a rallying point for the community itself to pour their support out for our first responders and show them just how much they really mean to us for the job that they do. I would add this. I would tell the American people that your support of our first responders, and this is the key battleground for the future soul of this country, is imperative and appreciated. And we can see now that people are standing, beginning to come out and stand with our law enforcement officers. And we're very grateful. The battle is still ongoing, and there is more yet to come. Stay in the fight. God bless you, and God bless America.
We're going to be keeping in touch with Michael and let you know if he comes out our way. He says they're really going to try. The tour is called the Bulletproof Run, and they'll be delivering bulletproof vests to various agencies all across the country. A company that operates a hydro dam near Mount Rainier and their chief operating officer have each pled guilty to a single criminal count, that in connection with a spill of field turf into the Puyallup River. The company, Electron Hydro, will pay $1 million for projects to restore salmon habitat. The attorney general brought 36 misdemeanor charges against Electron and their chief operating officer, saying they violated a permit when they used field turf as a liner during a construction project. That liner tore, and it sent black rubber particles down the shore for miles.
Fogle Pump and Supply is more than just pipes, pumps, and fittings. It's people. People with the experience, tools, and capabilities to truly provide customer service at every level, in the store or out in the field. Fast, friendly, competent people with your best interest at heart. And they are the water professionals that can solve your toughest water problems. Put Fogle Pump and Supply to work for you today. Call 684-2569 or stop in at 2250 North Highway in Colville. Now open on winter hours. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Closed Saturday and Sunday.
Now scheduling well drilling for summer 2023. Call us today for your free estimate.
Tomorrow evening, the Washington State Cougars, they wrap up the regular season of Pac-12 basketball play. The Cougars take on the Huskies. Now, the Cougars would love to finish this off with a win. And, it's all about the timing. WSU may be peaking at the right time as they get ready for the Pac-12 basketball tournament. It was a big night last night for the Gonzaga University Bulldogs. A couple things. It was their final home game of the season. And, the era is coming to an end. After 4 years with Gonzaga, it appears that Drew Timmy is not going to be back next year. Timmy says this will be his last season with the Zags. He's skipping a final year of eligibility that had been available because of COVID. Timmy says, I've done my 4 years, I'm a senior, and I'm moving on. Well, last night was indeed the last of the regular season for Gonzaga, and they had no trouble at all. The Gonzaga Bulldogs with the big win had no trouble. It was a 104-65 win over Chicago. Now, well, it's going to be on down to Las Vegas for the playoffs. So, big final for Gonzaga with that 104-65 win at home last night. But also, that would be the final game in Spokane for Drew Timmy. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Parker's Glass. Same great service as always. Get it fixed fast. Call Parker's Glass, 684-6034. Stop in, 791 North Highway. A high today of 39, partly cloudy, 18 overnight. There is a slight chance of snow midday tomorrow. A high of 38, possibly a little snow, half inch or so Friday night, 21 for a low. A continuing chance of snow on Saturday and Sunday. On Monday, 37 the high, 16 overnight, partly sunny. Tuesday, 38 and 16, still partly sunny next Wednesday. Parker's Glass, they're right here in Colville. They'll fix that ding or crack in your windshield before it causes real damage. Give them a call, 509-684-6034. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL KCRK.